Hello, Film Club. So it's pretty nice. I just listened to Ben's boom. That we must have been recording at about the same time. Mine got cut off short. I drifting in and out of service areas, and an older boom track started playing for some reason. I think as I entered a service area, cell phone coverage area that had been trying to load while I was recording the other one, it freaked me out, and I turned it off while I was driving, and then I stopped and I uploaded the track, and then Ben's immediately started playing a little later, which was cool. But anyhow, before I get, I'll probably respond to Ben later. I just wanted to finish my Banshee thoughts, or start my Banshee thoughts, that I've written a little bit about it on Hangouts, that it's as pulpy as can be. It's very self-conscious in echoing a kind of debased pulp crime tradition from the, you know, early, mid, all throughout the 20th century. It's kind of Mickey Spillane-y. I subscribed to the Hard Case Crime Book Club for a while, and I'd get a book in the mail. I forget how often it was, but Abigail would just open them up at random and read disgusting prose about disgusting acts and mock me for it. But there was an attraction to these books, and part of it is that I don't know. I wanted to compare Banshee to. I'm losing my train of thought. The attraction of it is the examination of the law and how, you know, St. Augustine's tells the story of Alexander meeting a pirate and comparing what the pirate on the seas is doing to what Alexander is doing on the land. And he says, justice being removed then, what are kingdoms but great robberies? And it's about how law and society is constructed. So these shows, or these novels, and then these shows examine these ideas. And so I think The Sopranos is so caught up in the kind of the zeitgeist of our times, whereas Banshee is just a fun throwback, but it still digs in seriously in a few little ways. But it's definitely, its primary emphasis is just being a good time. And it's, so our protagonist gets released from prison, and he's driving a car into a big city, and gets off at an exit, Van Damme Way or something. So immediately calling out to cheesy 80s action movies, and it's even like there's a part in the first episode where I almost turned it off, when he gets out of prison and he's in a bar, and he immediately, it's unclear whether he's fantasizing or it actually happens, but he has sex with this bartender woman. But part of me was that it just stated what it was right up front in that early scene, and then it sure enough pays out in this disgustingly typical Hard Case crime style, in which if a female character is introduced in the series, if she has a name, if she has a speaking role, she will at some point sleep with our protagonist. And that's just the way of these things. With the exception of the minor character, who I don't think it's because she's a minor, but because she turns out to be the character's daughter, that this doesn't happen in this case. What was I saying? I don't know. The action is filmed so spectacularly. The choreography is wonderful. The special effects are wonderful. the visual style is so confident and competent. The like I there's this one visual sight gag in the middle and towards the end of a spectacular fight sequence in the first episode that sets up everything to follow. And this same sight gag is called back in a key moment in the last 5 minutes of the season finale. And that, it's just evidence of how smart this show is. Anyhow, Banshee. It's stupid. I'm embarrassed that I'm even raving about it, because it's something to be embarrassed about. All right. I'll call back with another boom some other time. Peace.